This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari confers awards and decorations to 450 personalities contributing to various sectors. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli expresses heartfelt condolences on the demise of British Prince Philip. Communications and Information Technology Minister Parbat Gurung says government to formulate strategic plans for controlling corona infection after extensive discussions. Health Ministry urges all to avoid gathering more than 25 people to contain second wave of corona infection. And the royal households in Europe and across the world mourn the death of Prince Philip. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has honoured 450 personalities with honours, decorations and medals for their contributions to various sectors in the nation. President Bhandari honoured the personalities at a special ceremony organised at the office of the President Sheetal Nivas yesterday. Among the decorated are late Madan Mani Dikshit, former Minister late Rabindra Prasad Adhikari, Chief Justice Cholendra Samser Rana, Professor Dr. Dibya Singh Shaha, former Chief Commissioner of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority Nabin Kumar Kimire and Chief of Army Staff Purna Chandra Thapa. Likewise, Radio Nepal's Executive Director Buddhi Bahadur KC was honoured with Suprabal Janaseva Sri Third. Similarly, Radio Nepal's Senior Music Composer Narayan Oli was honoured with Prabal Janaseva Sri Fourth. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has expressed heartfelt condolences on the demise of Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. In a tweet on Friday, Prime Minister Oli extended condolences and sympathies to the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the British people on the demise of Prince Philip. Lauding Prince Philip as a philanthropist, Prime Minister Oli said that Nepal had lost a true friend with the passing away of Prince Philip. The government has delegated the right to permit to implement the secondary level Nepali curriculum abroad to the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology. As per the cabinet decision, if Nepali community abroad wants to carry out teaching learning based on Nepali curriculum, they could do so remaining under given parameters. Unveiling the cabinet decisions at the ministry yesterday, Communications and Information Technology Minister Parbat Gurung said the Nepali community could carry out secondary level education based on Nepali curriculum remaining under the laws of the country of their residence. Likewise, the cabinet has permitted the Tribhuvan University Institute of Medicine to construct the Complex Diseases Treatment Centre in 60 rupees of land on Tribhuvan University premises at Kirtipur. The cabinet has also approved the letter of exchange prepared to amend the Nepal-India Railway Agreement 2004. Minister Gurung further said the secretary at the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supply had been delegated to sign the agreement. He further said the government would formulate strategic plans to contain corona infection after holding extensive discussions with all stakeholders. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged people not to gather more than 25 people at a place and avoid crowds to contain the new wave of the coronavirus. Speaking at a press briefing, Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam urged all to adopt the health protocol strictly. Informed that the Ministry has recommended the government to halt physical teaching learning at educational institution and close film halls and party palaces in view of growing COVID-19 cases. Meantime, the ministry has reported 288 new coronavirus infection cases in the last 24 hours. Similarly, 127 people have recovered from the infection in the same period. The ministry did not report any corona-related deaths yesterday. President Bidya Devi Bhandari administered the oath of office and secrecy to four newly appointed ministers yesterday. Amidst a program organized at the office of the president at Shila Nivas yesterday, Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Minister Top Bahadur Rai Mazi, Industries, Commerce and Supply Minister Lekharaz Bhatta, Urban Development Minister Prabhu Shah and Labour, Employment and Social Security Minister Gauri Shankar Chaudhary received the oath of office and secrecy. The ministers were reappointed to the offices once they were taken actions by their former party, CPN Maoist Centre, scrapping their membership to Parliament yesterday. Earlier, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli had appointed them to the posts. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Parvat Gurung has urged concerned stakeholders to gear up enthusiastically for implementation of programs capable of bringing positive transformations. Speaking at the ministry's quarterly progress review of the fiscal year 2020-21, Minister Gurung advised for establishing the current fiscal year as the year marking success in terms of budget implementation for infrastructure development. The minister stressed on the need for proactive role of the government employees for the betterment of the country and people. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyamwali has held a telephone conversation with his Indian counterpart S. Jaishankar regarding the Nepal and India's cooperation in fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. In his official Twitter handle, Foreign Affairs Minister Gyamwali has said they exchanged views on further strengthening cooperation in the fight against the pandemic, including supply of vaccines. Senior leaders of the Nepali Congress, CPN Maoist Centre and Janata Samajwadi Party held discussions yesterday about forming a new coalition government. Nepali Congress spokesperson Bishwa Prakash Sarma informed that the meeting held at Budani Lakanta concluded positively for sharing power in new government. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
क्यों नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कूल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक आफ्टर द शॉर्ट ब्रेक वी कन्टिन्यू विथ इन्टरनेशनल अपडेट्स नाउ मोनार्क्स heads of state and prime ministers across the world, both past and present, have been sending heartfelt tributes following the death of British Prince Philip at the age of 99. Along with tributes from Europe's royal households, many Commonwealth nations praised his exceptional public service. They paid tribute to a life of duty, purpose and devotion to the Queen. US President Joe Biden also sent condolences, hailing the Prince's World War II service, his environmental activities and charitable concerns. All living former US presidents also sent touching tributes. The Prince, whose death was announced by Buckingham Palace on Friday, accompanied the Queen during hundreds of overseas visits. Myanmar's own ambassador to the United Nations has called for a no-fly zone and sanctions as the international community puts more pressure on the military government to end a deadly crackdown and restore democracy. And as the death toll continues to rise with dozens more reported killed early today, the United States and European nations pleaded for action at the meeting on Friday of the UN Security Council where a Southeast Asian summit on the crisis was taking shape, but the military leadership remained defiant and refused entry to a UN special envoy. Ambassador Kha Mo Thun, who has passionately rejected the February 1st coup and brushed aside the military's claims that he no longer represents Myanmar, told the Security Council that there has been a lack of adequate and strong action despite hundreds of deaths, including children. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the meteorological forecast, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers is possible at one or two places of hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Kandakli Province late afternoon. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 11.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines, once again. President Bidyadevi Bhandari confers awards and decorations to 450 personalities contributing to various sectors. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli expresses heartfelt condolences on demise of British Prince Philip. Communication and Information Technology Minister Parvat Gurung says government to formulate strategic plans for controlling corona infection after extensive discussions. Health Ministry urges all to avoid gathering more than 25 people to contain second wave of corona infection. And the royal households in Europe and across the world mourn the death of Prince Philip. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.